Welcome to the Undivided Podcast with Dr. Chris Crane. Dr. Crane is the Executive Director of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. The BMBA exists with the mission to encourage, equip, and engage the community for the glory of God.
Hello, welcome to the podcast today. I have in the podcast studio a very special guest. This is Pastor Buddy Champion, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Trustful. He's also our convention president for the Alabama Baptist State Convention. So welcome today, Pastor Buddy.
Thank you. Truth is, I was walking down the street looking for some food, and you just picked me up. And yeah, you said if you gave me something to eat, you know, I would do this. So that's why I'm here. So.
Well, glad you're here. We'll make sure we feed you, Pastor.
There you go.
We're grateful for you, for your ministry. Just tell our listeners a little bit about Buddy Champion.
Yeah, Buddy Champion sounds just – it is just like it sounds. Just an Alabama name and an Alabama guy, and just as normal gets. So have a wife of 30-something years. When they get that many years, you don't know how many they are really, but a long time we've been married. And have three biological daughters and then a new daughter, well, not new anymore, been 6-7 years, that came into our life, our niece really. But so 4 daughters in the family that keep me busy, and Daddy, this is broken, or how can I fix this, or what do I do there? And so anyway, house full of girls, and love to do things outdoors, outside. Anytime I can get outside, I'm going to be outside, whether it's animals or whatever the case may be, working in the yard. I just enjoy that kind of stuff. So, but glad to be with you today, and
It's an honor, Pastor. Some of our listeners may not know that you have served as a pastor in this state for quite a while, going all the way back to 1990 at least. Yeah. So tell us about your journey all the way from Selma to Trustful.
Yeah. You know, Lynn and I both, my wife and I, we grew up at Lakeside Baptist Church. She went to one school and I went to another, and really didn't start hanging out together till college. But grew up at Lakeside Baptist Church, and oddly enough, when I was a little guy, Earl Tew was my pastor. And he's the one that baptized me. And then Michael McLemore helped me in the ministry and gave me wisdom and insights and direction. And both of those are your predecessors in the ministry here.
Absolutely.
At the BMBA. So kind of a neat turn of events. But then went to seminary out in Fort Worth, Texas, and then came back to Selma, really a suburb of Selma. I call it Sardis, Alabama. And that was my first pastorate, and it was a small rural church. It had such a unique atmosphere in it, and just loved it. It broke my heart when God wanted us to go to First Baptist Decatur up in North Alabama. And I'm down in Selma for 7 years, and had a lot of farmer friends and hunting and fishing and all that kind of thing. And then up to Decatur, which was kind of the county seat church, you know, in Decatur, and
yes,
just a sweet time. So that church just loved us and cared for us, and, you know, it's there where our children accepted Christ and decided to follow Christ in their life. And so that was a special time, and served there for 9 years in Decatur, and now have been at First Baptist Trustful for 15 years, so which sounds ancient to me, but it's been there a long time, and they let me come back each week, so I'm grateful for that, and let me return, and God's done some neat things, and really all of our journeys, we've been able to see God's goodness and His kindness, and we're grateful for that, and just want to continue to do that, and hopefully in Trustful, hopefully He'll leave us there, but you know, in our profession, it's God will go where you send me when you send me, so but we hope He'll leave us there in Trustful and let us keep casting that vision and allowing to see the vision completed. So,
well, we're grateful for your faithfulness all these years, Buddy. And, yeah, you mentioned that God will send us where He will. And hopefully, you know, when it's time to leave, He'll let us know, and hopefully before He lets the people know.
So. Always, always. Yeah, you don't want to wear your welcome out.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Well, we're thankful for what you do. And I know that since November you've been elected as president of the state convention, so thanks for that. Our listeners may not know that is a very voluntary relationship. Oh, yeah. And so you are serving Alabama Baptists across the state. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, yeah. It's been interesting. You know, from the church point of view, the laity point of view, they, you know, some people ask me, well, what's your platform? And I said, I don't have a platform. I said, it's not that kind of presidency. And they, some people ask me, well, are you moving to Montgomery? Will we ever see you again? And I said, no. It's not. It really is a servant opportunity. And you get to work with a lot of the entities of the convention. And that's been encouraging, not only our leadership at the state convention, but just the entities and their strength and their passion for what God's called each one of them to do and their desire to fellowship and to work alongside the convention churches and the vision there. So it's been real encouraging to see all that come together.
Well, we're thankful for what they do, and we partner closely with the Alabama Baptist State Board of Missions and all the entities here at the BMBA, and especially on this side of COVID, you know, we're still dealing with it, third year of it. And I know that some of our pastors are always looking for another insight. So, Pastor Buddy, what are some things the Lord has taught you through this whole COVID experience and First Baptist Trustful?
I think he's taught all of us. We don't have a clue of what's going on or what's around the next corner, you know. And it's just intriguing to me, the brevity of life, the brevity of what we think we can control suddenly. I mean, did you ever think we wouldn't have church on a Sunday morning?
Never.
I mean, really? I mean, there's just... And it showed me the ability that God could have, if he so desires, to totally revolutionize our world with a single stroke of his will. I mean, it's just amazing of what could take place. And as we get ready for the fulfillment of prophecy in the days and years ahead, and we can really see how some of that could come to fruition so quickly and so easily. And I have been encouraged by the faithfulness of God's people. Wow. I mean, even when we couldn't have church, they were still faithful to give and faithful to care, and small groups caring for other small group members. And that's been incredible to see the faithfulness of God's people. And now we spend our time trying to go find the remnant, go find those that have fallen away for various reasons. You know, Hebrews says, don't let us forsake the meeting of gather as some are in the habit of doing. And you know, that habit, some people get out of that habit of meeting together. And so we got to get them back in the habit. And hopefully Easter will help us do that. And we're striving for that anyway. But I don't know. It's just been for all of us, whether we're in the laity or the leadership of the fellowships, it's been a growing experience that it's taught us a lot of things.
You said some very important things about how the Lord can help us see his plan, his perspective in a different way. And so I'm praying for First Baptist Trustful as you continue to do the great work there. And I'm always impressed with your staff and your volunteers there at First Baptist Trustful. Yeah. And so thank you for leading them well. What is the Lord doing right now at First Baptist Trustful? What are you excited about, Pastor?
Yeah, I tell you, we do have a good staff. They're so sweet and kind to me, and so encouraging, so grateful for that, and for their love and support. And but we still see God doing some neat things. You know, we are like all churches right now. We're trying to wrap up Annie Armstrong Easter offering and trying to support that. And try to give to the Ukrainian crisis that's taking place, or, you know, in parts of the world and the refugees there. And but stacked in the middle of that in this weird way is a capital funds campaign, which is terrible timing that we would do that in such times as this. But Trustful is, you know, First Baptist Trustful is 200 years old. This isn't their first rodeo. They've been around a long time. And so we're in the middle of a capital funds campaign that we'll finish up the 1st of May and try to address some things that are, the city is building a loop road around us, so we need parking lots to be adjacent to that loop road. And so we're trying to coincide with what the city's doing, so that's the timing. And then other interior things that we're working on, and then other mission endeavors that we'll include. Even in the capital funds campaign, we always put a mission emphasis in there that a Capital Funds campaign is not about us. It's about outside the walls of the church. So we try to do that as well, and try to be a blessing to other churches through as odd as it sounds, through a Capital Funds campaign. We're working on our discipleship model. You know, discipleship is a big buzzword right now in fellowships, as it should be. We want to grow disciples, but you know, sometimes I'm afraid we emphasize discipleship and minimize evangelism. Mm. And I don't want us to do that. So we're trying to figure out a strategy that we can accomplish both, that we want to grow the brothers and sisters in Christ. And I know the true discipler would say, well, that is part of discipleship. And I realize it is. But I want to hear the word evangelism as much as I hear the word discipleship and reaching people for Christ. And so we're trying to balance that and come up with a strategy that we don't de-emphasize one or overemphasize another one. And we're like other churches. We're trying to work on in-gathering, trying to get the fellowship. Our attendance the last month or so has been really strong since COVID. You know, if we kind of look out on the church family and think, wow, we're almost back, you know. So we want to continue to increase that and find those that have fallen through the cracks and try to bring them back into the fellowship as well. So that's another project that we're working on, is along with every church that ever exists, I guess. We're all trying to figure that out. And we still have some Zoomers and some people, you know, watching online and things, and that's okay. That's somewhat need to do, but for those that are just getting out of the habit, we need to get them back in the habit of being in God's house and getting God's people. There's nothing better than just being there,
you know,
and being a part of that. So, and we're also trying to, you know, work with some other churches and try to bring life to them. You know, God has blessed First Baptist Trustful so much over the 200 years, and we just want to make sure our tentacles of God's faithfulness to us stretch out to other places and other churches. So we want to be a partner in the fellowship and a partner in the work with those that need a little encouragement. So we're trying to work on some strategies for that as well. So,
well, we are grateful for the momentum that the Lord seems to be providing for First Baptist Trustful right now. And yeah, you mentioned all the good things the Lord is doing there and your endeavors, and we're thankful for your gifts through the Annie Armstrong, all the folks at First Trustful who listen. Thank you for giving through your church. And also you mentioned the Ukraine crisis and how you're supporting that. Pastor Buddy, I was talking to one of our Baptist leaders who works globally, and he was telling me there are 2,100 Baptist pastors in Ukraine, and that God was doing a great revival on the east side of that country. That's that Donbass area,
and that's
really in the crosshairs right now. So we're thankful for what your church has done to support the work there, you know, especially the relief efforts Alabama Baptists are doing. You know, what word of encouragement would you give to us in these very difficult times? You know, we're looking at war across the on the other side of the ocean. Some of our folks are struggling right now. What kind of word or encouragement would you give to the folks who listen?
Right. I think I would just encourage us all to be about the work. You know, First Baptist Church, we give 11% to what we call the cooperative program. Most of your listeners will know what that is. And we support Lottie. We support Annie. We support the Ukrainian crisis through Send Relief with the North American Mission Board. And we want to be a supporter for the BMBA, for the state convention. And but Sunday, yesterday, we prayed over one of our members named Brian, and we just left it there that he's leaving soon to go over to Romania to help with the Ukrainian crisis. We've got a doctor going in a couple of weeks going over to help in that area as well. So I think the more we can give of ourselves or give of our resources, and First Baptist Trustful is not a wealthy church, it's a faithful church. Mm-hmm. And there's and that goes to Richard Francis and Gary Hollingsworth and Dewey Corder. Those pastors before me laid the foundation for that. I have nothing to do with it. But they're faithful and giving church. And I say we're a Walmart church. We just a lot of people that just like to give, you know. And so I think the more we can give outside of ourselves, the more God honors that. And the more we can do that as a church, the more we can do that as people, the more we can do that with our lives personally, it really is better to give than to receive in all areas of life. And it really is better to look outside yourself and to see what we can do to help and be a blessing and be salt and light to a very dark world. And I think the more we have that heartbeat and that care for other people, the more God can bless that in our personal lives, but bless that in other people's lives as well.
What a great word. I want to thank everyone for listening today. It's been a true honor to have on the podcast Buddy Champion.
Thank you for listening to Undivided, a podcast of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. For more information on the association and to sign up for our newsletter, please visit bmbaonline.org as we seek to encourage, engage, and equip others in the Great Commission of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.